Well, as COVID restrictions are starting to be lifted in Victoria around Melbourne, in New South Wales, health authorities are on alert after a second person has been confirmed positive to COVID-19. The second case is a household contact of the first locally acquired infection. Norman Swan, the host of the Coronacast podcast, joins us. Hello, Norman.
Hi, Fran.
Norman, the first case was a man in his 60s who we know drives international flight crews. What do we know? Do we know anything about how he contracted the virus and whether he was vaccinated or not?
Well, we don't know the answer to either of those questions for sure, and hopefully that will emerge. I mean, if he wasn't vaccinated, it's a serious problem because you and I have spoken about this before. The strategy should have been, and New South Wales has actually been doing this with health staff, is that it's been quite easy to get Pfizer if you're a relative of health care workers. They've been immunising that next level of household contacts. But basically, we need to be immunising anybody who comes in contact with overseas people with Pfizer, because that gets good coverage quickly, and their household contacts need to be immunised too, to protect them and also to minimise the chances of transmission. And if that hasn't happened, it's a serious breach here. And this virus will find a way through. It's probably going to be the Delta, because that's the one that's really dominant, becoming dominant overseas, and that could be a real problem in New South Wales.
But we don't know that yet, what the variant is?
No, we don't.
There's a second case now. I think it's a close contact of the first.
That's
Epidemiologist Professor Mike Toole from the Barnett Institute says the next 24 hours will be critical. Two cases, should we be able to manage this?
They should be able to on previous accounts, but this is a very infectious virus, very contagious, and so the level of alertness has to be that much higher. You know, it's up to 80% more contagious than the British version. So one person uncontrolled can spread this to a lot of people, and New South Wales has returned to almost normality. Nobody's wearing masks, and therefore each of these people could have passed it to six or eight others, according to the statistics. So absolutely got to get onto it quickly.
And health authorities are urging people to look at these sites, to get tested. Also, the call out, I suppose, is to get vaccinated, but there are shortages.
There are, but you could divert resources. I mean, they really have got to sort this out in terms of hotel quarantine. The latest Clinical Excellence Commission guidelines on both ventilation and vaccination are defective, and they're only just out. It's really quite awful. And we've got yet another example of somebody coming in negative into hotel quarantine, and this is New South Wales, and coming out positive. That's a failure of duty of care. So we've got a real problem with defective guidelines in New South Wales.
Okay, Norman, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Norman Swan, host of the Coronacast podcast and the Health Report, of course, here on RN. And New South Wales health authorities are urging people in Sydney to get tested after a second person has been confirmed positive to coronavirus.